BBC News with David Austin. Police have arrested one of Northern Ireland's most prominent politicians, the Sinn Féin leader, Gerry Adams, in connection with a murder that took place more than 40 years ago. He's being questioned about the killing of Jean McConville, who was abducted by the IRA in 1972. Mark Devonport reports.
Even by the standards of Northern Ireland's troubles, the murder of Jean McConville is one of the most appalling. Not only did Mrs. McConville's children witness their mother being dragged from the family home, they were then lied to about her fate whilst her body was secretly buried. For 3 decades, Mrs. McConville was one of the disappeared, until her remains were uncovered from a beach in 2003. Detectives have been studying tape-recorded accounts from ex-IRA members, some dead, who claimed to have knowledge of the case. Tonight, Gerry Adams presented himself at Antrim Police Station. In a statement, he said the McConvilles had suffered a grievous injustice and reiterated his innocence of any involvement.
The White House has said the botched execution of a prisoner in Oklahoma on Tuesday fell short of humane standards. Officials stopped the lethal injection being administered to Clayton Lockett, where he started to shake uncontrollably. From Washington, David Willis reports.
Clayton Lockett was sentenced to death for shooting a 19-year-old woman in 1999. A combination of 3 drugs should have ended his life, but the execution was aborted after 20 minutes when he started writhing and shaking on the gurney. Lockett subsequently died of a heart attack 43 minutes after his execution began. Oklahoma was using a new combination of drugs, and the state's governor, Mary Fallon, said an independent review would look into what went wrong and how the system could be improved.
An explosion at a crowded train station in Urumqi in the troubled Chinese region of Xinjiang has killed 3 people and wounded nearly 80 others. Patrick Bodenham reports.
Official Chinese media said an explosion at the station exit triggered panic. As people fled, they were attacked by what was described as a knife-wielding gang. The violence took place as President Xi Jinping ended a visit to the region in which he promised decisive action against terrorists. Last month at Kunming train station in southwest China, 33 people were stabbed to death in an attack which the government blamed on Uyghur separatists. Xinjiang is home to the country's Uyghur Muslim minority who complain of repression under Chinese rule, an accusation Beijing denies.
The World Health Organization has warned that resistance to antibiotics poses a major global threat to public health. It says the world is heading towards an era when people could once again die from common infections and minor injuries because some of the key drugs no longer work. World News from the BBC. Hundreds of Nigerians, mainly women, have marched to the National Assembly in the capital, Abuja, to deliver a letter to the government asking it to do more to secure the release of 200 abducted schoolgirls. They were taken 2 weeks ago by suspected Islamist militants from their boarding school in the northeast of the country. The president of the Senate, who received the letter from the protesters, said the military must do everything within its means to rescue the students. The UN's humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, has said the Security Council resolution passed 2 months ago to urgently boost aid to thousands of people in war-torn Syria is not working. Far from getting better, Ms. Amos said, the situation is getting worse, with less than 10% of those living in besieged areas receiving much-needed aid.
I told the Council that in my reports I have demonstrated time and time again the minimal impact of the approach being taken so far, and that public pressure and private diplomacy has yielded very little.
Ms. Amos called on the Security Council to take further action. The United States Federal Reserve has decided to further reduce the money it's pumping into the financial markets to stimulate the United States economy, a policy known as quantitative easing. The central bank is reducing the amount it spends on buying bonds each month by $10 billion, bringing it down to $45 billion. The Fed's decision comes despite new official figures showing that economic growth slowed very sharply early in the year. The final of football's Champions League will for the first time ever be played between 2 teams from the same city, Madrid. Atletico Madrid secured its place in the final after beating Chelsea 3-1 in London after a goalless draw at home. On Tuesday, Real Madrid thrashed the title holders Bayern Munich 4-0. The final will be played in Lisbon on the 24th of May. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.